or phrase it like this, then it might be read as what cyclists need this space all the time. So basically, it's the same as a compulsory cycle lane. And about the required distance during overtaking, the problem is that the drivers then they don't have any measurement devices that tell them where exactly on the carriageway it's 1.5 meter from the position of the cyclist. Maybe with the development of the more and more electronics in cars, we will see it, and there will be even systems that help the drivers maintain safe distance when overtaking. But as for general, the feedback we had often when comparing experiences across different countries which had this regulation, that it's very difficult to enforce. If you have a line that you should follow, then it's a bit more clear where you can fit your car on the carriageway. And another comment to that, generally, cycle lanes that are too narrow are counterproductive, both obligatory and advisory. There is research showing that basically they increase the danger for cyclists exactly because they reduce the distance the drivers keep when overtaking. So this element that it has to be wide enough to ensure safe distance for overtaking, I would consider it important. If we apply advisory cycle lanes, they should not be too narrow.